match analysis.
Hi, this is Ian Chappell for Crick Info Talk at the Gabba. Well, the Sri Lankans have fought hard on the fourth day, and they've pushed the game, with a little bit of help from the weather, into the fifth day. Michael van Duit is the man who's underpinned the innings. He looked a totally different player on the fourth day than what he'd looked on the third evening. He'd looked as though he was well and truly out of his depth on the third evening, struggling against the Australian bowlers. But on the fourth day, he came out with renewed confidence. I don't know whether the controversy over Marvin Attapattu's comments, where he called the selectors Muppets and said that they had a joker in charge, I don't know whether that livened up the Sri Lankan dressing room, but it certainly had a desired effect out on the field because they played with a lot of resolution. Michael van Duit, as I say, terrific in defence. He's got a lot of concentration. He's got a lot of good attributes. The Sri Lankans may, down the track, think about him as an opening batsman because he seems to be very good in defence, needs to improve his running between wickets a little bit. He's not a good runner, and he needs to pick up a few more singles to take his game to another level. But he certainly showed that he doesn't lack the concentration and determination. And he really did play extremely well. And along with his skipper, Joe Vardner, they really didn't look like getting out. It was a good session for them. And it looked as though they had a real chance of saving the game. Eventually, they lost the wicket of the skipper, Mitchell Johnson, coming back and angling one across Joe Vardner. And he edged it through to the keeper. It's a bit of a problem for Joe Vardner against Australia. He's only made the 150. On this occasion, he fell one run short. He's only made the 150 against Australia in 16 innings. And in those 16 innings, he's been caught behind seven times. That's way too much for a player of his class. But he had fought very hard in this partnership with van Duit. Not long after that, it was the 200th wicket for Stuart McGill. He's toiled hard on a pitch that isn't offering a lot to any of the bowlers, really. It's been a very, very good test match pitch. Despite the fact that there's been a bit of rain around, it's played extremely well. Eventually, Stuart McGill spun one a mile through the defence of Michael van Duit. His defence was down, and McGill had his 200th wicket, a great landmark for a bowler who's got there in a hurry. Van Duit out for 82, falling just short of his century. And then Samrawira also falling to Johnson, hit the ball pretty hard, but he hit it in the air, Michael Hussey grabbing it at the second attempt. Then there were showers, there were scudding showers on and off, and then we got a late in the afternoon, we got a pretty heavy shower, and then the light deteriorated, and eventually the umpires decided to call it off. So Sri Lanka, at this point, have managed to push the game into the fifth day, and they fought extremely hard on this fourth day. Five wickets down now, their chances of saving the match are probably not, although they'll be perhaps inspired by the weather forecast, which is saying that there's going to be showers on the morning tomorrow. So the Sri Lankans at least now must feel like they have a slight outside chance of leaving the Gabba at nil all. But I still think that the Australians will eventually push through and win this match. This is Ian Chappell from the Gabba for Crick Info Talk.
This is Crick Info Talk.